Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, anytime I get a chance to talk about Pittsburgh Catholic Charities, it's my favorite day. And this happens to be one of them. And I've been anticipating the visit of Susan Rauscher and Sister Irene Ellis. And I've been talking a lot about it on the radio and, of course, doing a lot of stuff on social media. So let's get to it. And we'll begin by saying good evening to both of you. But Susan, you're first to talk about your month-long Hope from Home campaign. Go ahead. Good evening. And it's great to have you back on KDKA.
Thanks. It's so good to be here. We're very excited. We've launched our Hope from Home, which is a virtual fundraiser. It is our biggest fundraiser, and of course, as you can imagine, much needed with everything we've been doing over the last, 15 months. We just got great people supporting us, and it's nice to be able to come on here and talk about what we're doing and reach out and see if anybody else can help us out with this. And, it's really easy to find. It's its own website at cchopefromhome.org. And we got great chairs this year, of course, joining Bishop Zubik, our Tom and Becky McGough. So we're just cruising right now and just hoping people will jump on and navigate through that website and read some of the stories of our clients and our community partners and, of course, our award recipients.
We're going to get back to you in a moment, but I want to give Sister Irene Ellis a good chunk of the time here because the work is never ending. And, Sister, you've been doing it a long time. What a trying year it has been, and I know you've all been very busy, and you've helped people from all walks of life over the last 12 months, have you not?
Absolutely. People that we have never seen before, Rob. I would like to say and credit Susan, the board, and our leadership team for investing in us getting remotely as quick as possible. By doing that, we were able to partner with all the other nonprofits along with some of the government agencies that were backlogged. I mean, everyone remembers those lines for the food banks and all that. We had helped over 1,000 people sign up for SNAP that were on a waiting list for the Connie. So we got access to their database and were able to process that. Anywhere that we could help, we jumped in and helped. But I have to say that the thing that shocks me the most are the clients that were coming to us for the first time, often people that had donated to Catholic Charities before or volunteered for us, and now were either laid off, their hours were cut, or they're home with their kids, and it impacted their bottom line, and cuts had to be made, and, often looking for, car insurance money or money for their prescriptions, money for diapers, just really stuff, the basic necessities, We still are dealing with that today. It hasn't gone away. Unfortunately, I believe some of this stuff has been sort of kicked down the road, and a lot of people, the mental health part of it is the stress that people are under because these looming debts of, whether it's the utilities or the mortgages and their rental assistance constantly being pushed down. There's no magic wand that's going to make that go away. So we have been upping our case management programs to assist individuals with trying to get that stuff under control sooner than later, and to get people back into the workforce, get them back out there working, seeing a light at the end of this tunnel, hopefully with the pandemic numbers going down. We are hoping that we're going to be able to start helping people get out there more into the workplace. One of the other things that we've helped have to provide is this past year is a lot of the volunteer operations in the downtown area and other places depended on older volunteers, and due to the safety risk and that, a lot of these drop-in centers and that have closed. We partnered with the county this year because we needed help with the larger community, but we had ended up having two warming stations this year. Very overwhelming project to undertake, but we serviced over 900 people in those two warming stations, people that were in need of food, of any kind of assistance, a lot of people that were living on the streets that just needed to be in out of the weather, sitting and freeze to death. Eight of these individuals we were able to get into St. Joseph's House of Hospitality. We partnered with the county. Allegheny Links was coming in and getting people onto their list to get them into permanent housing. We've really partnered a lot more this year than ever because the need is so great. And I do believe it's one of the greatest things about Pittsburgh is the people are not afraid to step up and, you know, share that burden and walk together to try to find the solutions. And it just really has been great to be part of and witness to. Going back to the mental health part of it, a lot of people are stressed out because of the bills, and I would just like to put it out there, you know, you're not alone. There's people out there. We have great counselors. We have great programs that, you know, could get you back on track. So don't be afraid to reach out to us. And we do have a drop-in center up and running now. Just drop by. We can, you know, have caseworkers available to meet you on the spot and help you with whatever it is that is, you know, causing the stress or just, you know, get you onto a good track and into a good place.
Listen, before I throw it back to Susan to give you details on Hope from Home, let me just say, if you're fortunate enough as I am and so blessed to be working, have that paycheck rolling in, able to keep the roof over the head of my family and put food on the table, you know, prayer is wonderful, but if you can step up and simply ask your neighbor over the fence or go to their front porch, knock on the door if you have some extra food or something you can help them with, the message is clear. It will go a long way. And I'm so glad Sister talked about, Susan, the fact that I've been talking about this on my radio show for months. There are people that are facing these problems for the very first time in their lives. So the need is great. And what you are doing is welcome news, is it not? Susan.
That absolutely is. And I think it's important to realize that, you know, if you've never faced situations like this, you sometimes don't know where to go. And, you know, I have to say for our staff, that's what they're best at is if we can't figure out how to provide a solution, we know how to refer to our community partners who do kind of make that all work. And I think it's sometimes hard for people to pick up that phone or to make that first ask. You know, take a deep breath, make that call, and then, you know, we just start working on solutions from there. I think the biggest thing here is to try to keep people from moving back into generational poverty, where we're making great strides and kind of fixing that before, and we'd very much like to keep that from kicking back in because of the hardships people are currently facing. So anything that anybody can do, you know, jump on the website. It is cchopefromhome.org. You know, we've got some great sponsors that everybody can look to for their leadership, and then at the same time, every little bit helps. So if you're in a position and can be helpful in any way, we welcome that. And again, every time somebody takes that dollar and gives it to us, we are able to take that and turn it into a solution for somebody in a very significant way with excuse me, I'm sorry, with solutions that are grounded mm-hmm. for people and make sense and not just, you know, here you go, here's a Band-Aid.
Susan Rauscher and Sister Irene Ellis, Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh, Hope from Home. It will help you feel better, and it'll help the community that you live in. Thank you both. God bless, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, and just a little shout-out to the guys at St. Joe's.
Sounds good. Susan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it very much.
Love what they do, folks.